calling you from Southern California. I'm actually attending a training seminar myself this week, and we're just getting ready for the Denver, Colorado event that's coming up. First of all, I just want to welcome those of you that are brand new. This is your very first time either on a DannyJohnson.com website or on the DannyJohnson.com conference call. We want to welcome you, and we encourage you to take really good notes. Let me go ahead and direct you to a site that many are using, in fact, thousands and tens of thousands of people are using to generate income from the comfort of their own home. Now, I know that you're probably on this call because somebody cared a lot about you to introduce you to a way that maybe you might be able to make money quicker with less time. Maybe they cared enough about you to be able to introduce you to a debt reduction plan that we have for free on our website. You want to manage your time better. Let's say that you're in some kind of marketing or direct sales or just corporate sales. Maybe they cared enough about you helping you increase your closing ratios or your ratios of actually getting clients. And so you can go now to DannyJohnson.com, which is DannyJohnson.com. Prior to getting started in business, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home. My dad was a drug addict and extremely violent. I saw things that people should never see in their entire life. Needless to say, I grew up with zero confidence and no dreams. When I heard about going into business for myself, quite honestly, I didn't think that people like me ever succeeded in anything. So therefore, why in the world would I ever go into the adventure world of business when there was a great chance of me failing? And so it took me a couple months to actually get the courage to embark on this particular adventure. And once I did get started, I did exactly what I thought I was going to do, and I failed miserably the first 6 months. It was a horrible, horrific time, those 6 months. They were bare. They were lean. And no matter how many people I talked to, I wound up with the same exact results over and over again. Until I heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. And I honestly didn't believe it was going to work. It was very expensive, and it was not the right timing for me. But I heard, and somebody had said to me, if you don't go, you're going to fail miserably, so bad that you might as well just quit now. Well, those were fighting words. There was no way that failure was an option for me. And so I did whatever it took. I borrowed some money. I hitched a ride. I wound up sharing space in a room to be able to attend this particular workshop. And all of that was extremely uncomfortable. However, those 2 days truly impacted my life forever. I wound up making $4,000 in 8 days following that workshop in the same business with the marketing the same products to the same people in the same state. What in the world could have changed? Something changed in those 2 days that was absolutely powerful. So much so that I went back the very next month, bringing back 11 people with me who came out and created an amazing amount of volume themselves. And as a direct result of the success that they had because of what they learned, I was impacted financially because of that, the way the corporate structure was set up. I was able to receive royalties from the success of others. And so my check jumped up to $11,000. So obviously it doesn't take a ton of bricks to follow me before I figure out what works, but obviously bringing people to that training seminar was working for me. So I continued to bring people back every time there was one. There was one, in fact, 2 weeks later, and then 3 weeks later, and then a month later. I went to several of these. I was traveling all over the country, and every single time I went and I brought people, I made more money. In fact, my top check was $21,000, and it was the month I turned 21. So that was pretty exciting. Then I went off and got married to a man who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt and $2.03 to my name. My business had been stolen from me as a direct result of this union that I decided to take on a whim. And so here, I want you to imagine for just a second. Imagine coming from this drug-infested welfare home where there's just poverty and every kind of abuse and all kinds of drugs to, wow, stepping out of the mold in which you grew up in. Just imagine this. To going and failing miserably. I mean, can you imagine the frustration? Some of you know it because you're living it right now. Could you imagine the devastation? Can you imagine the doubt? Can you imagine the fear? Can you imagine wondering, am I the only idiot that actually sees this, right? That's what I was thinking. To hear about a seminar you can't afford, that you can't afford and the timing is terrible. Well, I know that some of you right now, you're facing that because you know we've got one coming up. Well, then making money, having your dreams come true, wearing nice clothes, traveling all the place, staying in beautiful hotels to homeless. Absolutely homeless. That's devastating. that's enough to take somebody to willingly take their life into their own hands and wind up in some grave somewhere. And honestly, that is what was going through my head at the time. So after several weeks of being completely homeless, living out of my car, showering in public places, scrounging around and doing just about anything for food, doing about just anything just to sustain myself, wound up starting a business from the trunk of my car in a phone booth. Now, here's what's so awesome about this. The skill that I had invested those thousands of dollars into the year before, I had learned a skill, and once you possess a skill, no one can take that from you. Nobody can. Even if you're a surgeon and you lose your arms, you can still at least instruct somebody by the experiences that you gained through the skill that you had. So here's what's so awesome is the money that I invested was not wasted, even though I wasn't in that business or in business at all. I was able to capitalize from that skill altogether. And so from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month, $250,000 my very first year, and made my first million by the time I was 23. That was by the end of my second year. So all I know is no matter where you are and where you come from, it doesn't matter. What matters is from this day forward what you choose to do with the information that you're about to receive. Now, I just told you a story, and you can find more information about that story on our website. Again, that's DannyJohnson.com. It's a free website. You have nothing to lose for free, nothing. We've all wasted time in front of the television. We've wasted time surfing the Internet. We've wasted time on things that have been not profitable. At least invest some time on that website because you, once you're a free member, you'll have access to over 100 hours of free training and equipping for you, whether it's for your personal life, whether it's for your professional life, whether you're an entrepreneur and you want to know how to increase your income through increasing your skill set, which by increasing your skill set in the area of prospecting or sales, increasing with your ability to train and manage and even direct and equip other people, pulling the best out of other people, can increase your income. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to go through 9 basic steps that I basically went through when I first got started. Actually, just 9 basic points out of just the testimony that you just heard, just real simple. Number one, very often time, I don't know if you recognize in the very beginning, the person who introduced me to the business world, I told him, you know what, this is definitely for you, but it's absolutely not for me. I'll support you. Now, I know many of you have heard that objection from people before, and many of you just go, okay, that's fine, and you move on. Well, I was that person. I told my friend John, you know what, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. The whole point of my excuse was to hide the fear of my insecurity. I was terrified that I would fail, so why in the world would I pay money to fail? I can fail all by myself. I don't need to pay money to lose. And so I said no, because I didn't think I could do it. Keep this in mind when you get objections from people. Often it's not you or your business. In fact, I will say 99% of the time, as they're not rejecting you, they're not rejecting your business, they are giving that excuse, that objection, because of their lack of self-confidence. So what I'm going to say to you is this, gosh, think about it. How many times have you heard somebody say, you know what, it's not for me, or I'm not interested, or, you know, I've heard about these things before, but, you know, they don't work, or I've tried those kind of things, but they don't work. The truth is they are hiding the fear that they fear failing. That's the truth. They're afraid that they're not going to succeed, so therefore they're giving you this excuse. And I want you to think about, man, how many times have you heard that throughout whatever career it is that you're in? How many times have you heard people say, oh, I'm not interested in that, or, oh, you know, this is definitely not for me, or oh, I need to think about it, and you just said, oh, okay, that's fine. I'm sure there's probably, I don't know, depending on how long you've been in business, how long you've been trying to be in business, I would venture to say you've heard it at least 100 times. If you've been in business as long as I have, you've heard it thousands of times. Well, here's the deal. What determines whether or not you can convert that person that says, oh, it's not for me, those things don't work, it, you know, this isn't, you know, I need to think about it, or whatever the excuse is. Could you imagine if you could just raise your closing ratios just 10%? Could you imagine, and instead of turning those hundreds of people away, could you imagine if you were able to possess a skill set so that you could actually close those people? And should be morally obligated to close those people because I gave that objection. Now, here's number 2. Let me show you what happened and how I was actually closed. I wasn't closed by what I would call a hammer close. I wasn't closed by a, you know, a high pressure close. Let me tell you a way that is a beautiful way to close, especially some of those people that are giving you that kind of response. Well, my friend who finally who heard my objection, but he didn't let me stay there. He did not let me stay there. He saw something in me that I did not know was possible. So number two is persist with those prospects that you know really can do it. With those people that either possess a background of showing signs of persistence and determination and the ability to learn, the ability to grow in their skill, if you come across somebody that has got those kinds of qualities, you need to persist with them big time. Thank God John persisted with me, because I knew I'd be working some dead-end job somewhere. There's no question. You don't want to put time into the wrong prospects as far as the people that don't possess, you know, let's say people that don't possess the ability to stand on their own two feet and be independent thinkers and make their own decisions, and people that, you know, don't they have no motivation. I mean, let me give you an idea of the wrong kind of a prospect is Joe Sixpack in his lazy boy chair with his remote control, and he basically is a permanent fixture in the living room. Okay, he works all day, he gets his case of Bud and his bag of Cheetos, and there is where he sits, and that's where he passes out to get up the next day and do it all over again. And he has no faith, no belief in anything, no desire thing with his life. He just wants to sit and waste time. Well, that'd be the wrong prospect. That's not somebody you want to convince to do this. Here's somebody else you don't want to convince. Someone that's like super negative. Somebody that's just being, oh, you know, my cousin's friend's, you know, uncle, he did that like years ago, and you know, he's got a garage still full of soap. Well, you know, and so, and then I heard about, you know, in 2020, that other guy that, you know, he was shut down, you know, and oh, and didn't someone die on those products? Just somebody that is on the up and up of everything that possibly is negative, I can guarantee you he's got very few contacts that you would ever want to know, number one. Number two, you wouldn't want to have dinner, let alone spend time in business with this person. You'd feel like you need to take a shower. This is not somebody that you want to spend a whole lot of time with. And why? Because they're draining, they're negative, everything they see is wrong and bad and horrible and disgusting. That's just the way they are. That's not someone I would choose to work with myself. And by the way, neither would McDonald's. So, but you don't want to put a lot of time into the wrong prospects, but when you have that feeling in your gut that there's someone who could really knock this thing dead, you want to persist with them. Often your biggest producers will not join with one phone call or one presentation or one invitation or one, you know, look at a website or one brochure. They may not be the person that gets started right then and there. However, if you persist with those that you see that has it, which is what my friend did with me, he saw that at the time he saw anger, but misplaced anger is true passion. There was a passion in me to not wind up broke like my family. There was a passion in me to do something different that my family did not do. That was in me. However, I was dysfunctional and messed up and fearful and all of that, but he saw something in me that I did not even know I had myself. And I praise God every day that path came along my way and that he gave me a chance to live a life that I never even thought was possible. Number three. Multiple exposures. This is very important. This is what was done with myself. Multiple exposures. So again, you've got those people that say, no, it's not for me, or, oh, I need to think about it, or, you know what, this is great for you, or whatever the excuses that they're giving you. Okay, number one, you need to persist with the ones that are good, make sure you know how to identify. But number three is multiple exposures with those people that you know you should persist with. So for example, in this case, the person who got me started in business, he kept having me come back to listen to more conference calls. He kind of put me in a loop, if you will. He kind of put me in what I call involvement, where I was seeing different – he brought me in to see several presentations, listen to several conference calls, even let me try the product and realize that eventually it would eventually get me to the point where I'm like, hey, you know, this kind of looks like something I could do. And so realize that it often takes multiple exposures. In fact, I think studies have been done. It takes six six different exposures for somebody to come to that place of, yes, man, this makes sense and I'll do it. Some people pop before then. Some of us are like, yeah, now. And others of us are, oh, I've got to wait. And so multiple exposures is a very effective way to be able to present to that prospect that you know, let's say, is either afraid, but they got a track record of success, meaning success in their job, success in their marriage, a success of learning a skill and getting good at that skill and maybe even becoming an expert at that skill. So you want to maybe multiple times expose that particular prospect to that opportunity. And so you want to use every tool that you have available in your business to do this. Today you have websites. We've got emails. You've got autoresponders. You've got live conference calls like this one. You've got three-way calls with people in leadership that you're working with and maybe a mentor that you're working with. Even three-way calls with other experts in the same business that you're in who are having success. There's recorded calls. There's web videos. There's video. There's DVDs. There's CDs that you can pass out. Audio brochures. Direct mail or even postcards. You've got calling them on the phone just to have a quick conversation with and giving them an update about what's going on in your business or giving them an update on what's going on in somebody else's business. And, of course, you've got live group trainings, like a Saturday training. You've got one-on-one presentations. You've got home presentations. So that's a number of different ways to be able to expose somebody to your opportunity. I've built my business every single way that I've just expressed to you, and they all work. Every single one of those methods work. But the key is simple, is to multiple times expose the prospect. Many people need to see and hear the information more than just one time, like I did. I had to see it several times. Okay, number four, facts tell, stories sell. You see, facts tell people, facts gives people information that they need to think about. But the bottom line is the thing that puts people over the edge is testimonials. Stories are critical to your success. I did not become interested until I heard a particular story that finally put me over the edge over my fear. I'd been in this 8-hour long training school that, in fact, the first 4 hours was so mad because I got bamboozled to come. I got bribed to come, and then I got bribed to stay. And the first 4 hours, I'm like, I'm so not interested in this. This is not for me. I'm a decorator. This is not my kind of a deal. You know, I'm not going to be in the environmental industry. Ugh. You know, I just thought it was not for me. So I'm in this. He convinces me to stay for the last 4 hours and bribes me with dinner, which happened to be McDonald's. So I'm in this 80-hour-long thing, and I hear this testimony that put me over the edge, and here's what it was. It was a man who had been an engineer for about 20, 25 years, and he had walked away from his corporate job to do a home-based business full-time. And his words have stuck in my head. He says, don't make the mistake I made of building equity in somebody else's company for 20 years. Start now. Get started now, building equity for yourself. And I sat there and I thought to myself, dang, he went the route that I could only dream of going. Man, working for a company for 20 or 25 years, having a degree, being prestigious, making good money, having a secure job with benefits and paid vacations and all that stuff, man, that's like the American dream as far as my understanding of the American dream at that time. And here that man who lived that life said, don't make the mistake I made and build equity in somebody else's company. Build equity for yourself. Start in the home-based business industry now. That bamboozled me. In fact, I remember my thought process after that was, you know what? What if I fail these four men's income by 90%? What if I fail it by 90%? I still would be doing phenomenal. I still would be doing great. Because I would, if I failed it by 90%, they were all making six figures a month. They were all millionaires. That means I still would be making at least $100,000 a year. And what if it took me 20 years to figure it out? What if it took me 20 years to get it, to get the skill, to get as good as they are, and I still failed it by 90%? Well, shoot, I had nothing to lose. So I quit my job and I came in full time with no experience, no training, no nothing. And so here's what I'm telling you. Facts tell, stories sell. And so stories bring the prospect through a psychological process. Does it work? Is it simple? And can I do it? I came to that place of, man, I can do it. Even if I fail, I'll still be doing better. And so stories are the one thing that gets people over the psychological process of it's simple, does it work, and I can do it. Facts do not get this job done. Look at the way you do your presentations. Are you boring people with the facts? Stories are what motivates people to buy whatever it is that you're marketing, your product or your service. It's what motivates people to reorder. It's what motivates people to join as a rep or inside your company. It's what motivates them to go to work. Stories are what motivates people to keep working when they get discouraged and they feel like quitting. Stories are the things that continue to move your business forward. Number five, you want to find someone who's doing well and you want to copy them. You want to find someone who's doing well and copy them. If you want to succeed, you have to learn from successful people. Find someone who's having success inside of your organization or in your community, in your church, and do what they do. If you don't have someone that you can work with directly or learn from directly, then find somebody that you can learn from, a trainer. I mean, there is so much training and information available. We are in the information age. There's no excuse for anybody not to possess a new skill and to learn from somebody who's mastered a skill. Learn what they teach. Learn their system, and once you do what they've done, you'll be able to possess what they have possessed. And so this is important for you. Copy someone first, then you'll establish your own style and your own way of doing things later, and you better make sure you got lots of success under your belt before you try to do something like that. So honestly, you've got to find somebody who is successful and learn from them. Find somebody who's got a track record. Find somebody who's got who has created other people to earn six and seven figures. Find somebody, and if that's what you want, if you want to earn six figures, you have to find somebody that can help you do that who has already done it themselves. Those are truly the best people to learn from. You got lots of people out there that can tell you what other people have done, and that's fine. That's great. There's a place for that. However, in my personal experience, the people that I've learned the most from are the ones who have actually done it and have gotten, testimonials to prove about the success that they have created, not only for themselves, but success for other people. Okay. Let's go on to this one. Number six is you need to apply what it is that you learn from them, and you need to go to work. All-out massive action equals massive results. When I came back from my very first training seminar, there were many things that changed, but one of them was that I went to work and I started talking to a massive amount of prospects each and every day. Keep up that activity level, and you'll start to build momentum. Don't wait until you have it all perfect. Start now where you are and get into all-out massive action. You'll learn and perfect your system through practice on live bodies. There is this rule of thought out there in the business world that they don't want to get started until they've perfected everything. I'm going to tell you, you're going to wait to get started to think about, to contemplate, to pray about getting things done for a very long time. Not only that, but if you change midstream something, let's say that you're trying to complete something, you're trying to get out there and build a business, and let's say you do it through presentations, but you keep, I don't know if that works. You did it once. You haven't tested out long enough, or you haven't completed a presentation yet. You just even see what the results are. If you're busy practicing in the mirror, I'm telling you, get in front of live bodies. I don't care if it's friends and family members that you trust will at least let you practice on them. That's better than practicing in front of the mirror. I'm going to tell you that straight up right now. There's nothing like getting the job done. Don't expect great results in the beginning. Don't expect, to get people started. Don't expect to make any money. Just get out there and look for your rookie practice year. That's really important to do. The only way to get some experience is to get out there and start doing it. Track your results. Perfect later. Okay? Here's number seven. You need to get mad. You need to absolutely get mad about your current situation. Get very uncomfortable and make a commitment to change now. You see, here I was, I allowed myself to be homeless for several weeks. And I got myself there. I got myself there with my bad attitude. I got myself there with all of my lack of hope and self-pity and blame and unforgiveness and resentment. I got myself there by taking no responsibility. I got myself there by letting my thought process go into a deep, suicidal depression. I let myself get there. I went down that road. I know clearly how I got down that road. And then one day I got mad. I got real upset with who I had become, who I had surrounded myself with, who I allowed myself to listen to. I got very upset with myself, and I got mad. And that's what some of you need to do. You see, no matter what your life looks like or what your circumstances are, you are in control and you have the ability with God's help to turn your situation around and reach some goals. But you have to get to the point where you no longer accept your excuses. You have to get to the point that you say enough is enough. The bottom line is an excuse is a well-planned lie. That's all it is. The excuse of, you know, I can't afford it. The excuse of, I don't have the time. The excuse of, well, I'll wait till next time. The excuse of, I don't know the right people. The excuse of, I don't know why I always seem to run into broke people. I don't know why every time I am in business, working in business, I just always seem to find, you know, the people that have a lot of excuses. Well, I think you need to look in the mirror. Because we attract who we are. And until you change, your life will not change. Until you change, your marriage will not change. Your children will not change. Your income will not change. Your debt won't change. The bottom line is it all boils down to us. Boils down to what our current lifestyle of excuses is. That's what it all boils down to. So are you one that quickly looks for a reason not to take the next step? Or are you going to make the decision tonight to be the person that takes the step in the right direction? I can't make you make that decision. That is your decision and yours alone. All I know is that 16 years ago I made that decision. I made that decision after being real sick and tired of being broke. Now listen, maybe some of you aren't tired enough. Maybe you're living under a facade of security in a job. Maybe you're living in a facade of a security of your investments in the stock market. Maybe you're living under a facade of the security of your abilities where they are right now. All I do know is if you do not continue to advance your skills, if you don't continue to build who God has created you to be, if you don't continue to build on your belief and adapting to cutting-edge strategies for this day and age, 2006, not for 1986, the bottom line is you will be replaced. That's the truth. We are in a global economy, my friends. Gosh, even the romance world is now global. It used to be you put a little personal ad in your local newspaper. We've got people meeting people from all over the world on the internet and getting married. We are now competing globally. We are not just competing locally. And if we do not do whatever it takes to advance ourselves personally and develop who we are and develop our skill set and develop our strategies for 2006, we're going to be left far behind. And we will wind up like that lazy boy chair, like the man in the lazy boy chair, not going where we want to go. So here's the deal. You got to get mad. I hope you're not under the facade that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. I have nothing to worry about. I'm on my cool plan. Because if you're not growing, you ain't on the cool plan. You're on a plan that's leading towards destruction. Why? Because idle hands will lead to poverty. Because if you're not growing, you're not investing in yourself. You're not growing in your skill and strategy. You will wind up in a rut. Come on, I've been doing this a long time, and I have seen a lot of people, tens of thousands of people in a rut because they stopped learning after college, because they stopped growing after college. My brothers and sisters from all over the world, I got to tell you, that is the worst thing you can do, is to stop growing. Brings me to number 8, training seminars. There is no doubt in my mind, not a question, that I would not be where I'm at today had I did not make that investment. In fact, it was $25,000 is the investment I made into my education. $25,000, which honestly, that was nothing. At the time, seemed like a lot. At the time, I didn't have the money. It went on my credit cards. At the time, it seemed foolish. In fact, it even seemed like, gosh, am I wasting my money? But the truth is that $25,000 investment made me millions, of dollars. Give me a break. Not only that, but I met my husband through the business world. I have 5 children and 1 grandchild, kids that I'm training up on how to succeed in business so that the curse of poverty that's been on both my husband and my family does not pass down to my children's children's children. That in some way that I can impact them to think different, to respond different, to do things different than what we were taught to do. Because listen, how can we teach our kids to not be in poverty when we're in poverty ourselves? And I'm talking about debt. That's in poverty, no question. If you've got a debt, you're living a poverty lifestyle. If you're living above your means, you're living a poverty lifestyle. If you buy every little thing out there that doesn't make you money, guess what? It's a poverty lifestyle. The truth is that training seminars is what completely changed my entire life. the course of my entire life. I look back at who I would be had I not gone in to that room. And it puts a shrill up my spine. Like, whoo, I could have said no. I could have used my excuses and didn't do it. Training seminars are absolutely worth every single penny. And if you're blessed and you're in the right training seminars, they are worth far more and will pay you dividends. Pay you dividends. That money I invested has paid me a fortune in my 20s. In my 20s. Paid me a fortune in my 20s. Give me a break. What if I didn't spend that $1,500 that cost me for my very first training seminar with all my expenses and everything? Where would I be today? I would have had to quit because I couldn't afford another month of failing. I would have had to just throw in the towel on my business because I couldn't afford to stay in business and still fail. I don't know what was it about me, and maybe even some of you, I don't know what it was about me that I thought that if I just persisted doing the same thing over and over again, that I would get a different result. They lock people up in a mental hospital for that kind of a philosophy. I expected something to change, as though something magical was going to happen if I kept doing the same failing activity, that somehow, some way, I was going to wind up, I don't know, getting wealthy out of failure. Well, if you're on that path and you actually think that if I keep just doing what I'm doing right now and I don't change a thing, everything's going to, you know, this failure will turn into success. That's not true. That's not true. The bottom line is that whatever we plant, we reap. And if you're planting poor skill sets, you're going to reap poor results. But just like anything else, how does a doctor, an attorney, an engineer, an investment broker become successful? They invest into their education. They make that investment into themselves because it's the only investment you have 100% control over, because you're the one that determines what you do with it. And how long does it take before they actually see rewards or it to pay off that debt? Think about it. A doctor goes to school for almost 10 years. For almost 10 years. If they specialize, even longer. If they want to be a brain surgeon, it's even more education. For an attorney, 8 years. An orthodontist, 8 years. An engineer, at least 6 years. I mean, if you're going to have an MBA in engineering, you're at least 6 years. Why do they make that kind of investment of money and time? Because they are putting themselves out in the marketplace with a higher skill set than, let's say, a cocktail waitress or a bartender, which is what I was. Because they're putting forth a higher skill set, they make more money. That's why. And so be willing to invest in your education for what you're doing. If this now is your chosen profession, that you have realized the same thing that I realized years ago, that this is really the only way to go, that for me, it was the only way that someone like me would have a chance at becoming financially independent. And to me at the time was $100,000 a year. Now $100,000 a year is near poverty. Once you get there, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You look at that and go, that's a little bit of money. How do I triple that? How do I quadruple that? How do I grow that 10 times? We can show you how to do that. So be willing to make that investment in yourself. Be willing. Come on, look at the investment I made. It was just a fraction. It was a tiny little portion. Now, here's what's awesome about what you're in. Here you have found something that you feel, okay, this is a good point of leverage for me. Whether you're in a home-based business and you're leveraging somebody else manufacturing products, you're leveraging somebody else managing the corporation, you're leveraging somebody else taking care of marketing, even leveraging advertising agencies, Even leveraging other people's skill set, other people's personalities, other people's expertise. That if you're in a business where you're able to do that, and if you're in a home-based business, oh my gosh, you have access to doing all of those things because you're outsourcing everything. Think about it. What a beautiful thing that you found, and you will only spend a fraction of what most people spend on a college education but never do anything with it. Most people who get themselves a college education spend a whole lot of money and never use it. At least now you know what you want to do. I think when we're 18, we kind of don't know what we want to do, and we just say, oh, I'll go and I'll major in this, and then we don't ever do anything with it. At least you have found something that has got amazing, endless leveraging points, and now all you need is the skill to be able to grow a successful business. All you need is a skill to earn the same if not more, than doctors, attorneys, engineers, and the list go on. Folks, I am so blessed to say, gosh, that this welfare recipient at 18, I was on welfare, that this kid who grew up in that ridiculous home has made, year after year after year, more than doctors, more than attorneys, more than some scientists, more than engineers, even more than some CEOs of some good-sized corporations in my 20s. Not because I'm smart, because I was dumb enough and teachable enough to get over my excuses to invest into a training seminar multiple times to help increase my skill so that I could get out and make the millions that I made. So there you go. That's number 8 is training seminars. And here's our final point. Never give up. Never give in. Never, ever quit. No matter how bad the circumstances are, no matter how bad the tragedy may be, no matter how huge the problems are, never, ever give up. After being homeless, I became a millionaire in just a couple of years. You never know when your life is going to explode and change forever. You never, ever know when it's about to change. You never know when you're facing that door. You know, it's said somewhere, and I know you've all heard it, that opportunity knocks softly. So you better be listening. It's always knocking. And it knocks softly. I just hope your ears are prepared to hear when opportunity is knocking. You never know. Did I have any idea when I was homeless on that beach wanting to end my life? Did I have any idea that just, I don't know, a few days later I'd have $2,000 in my pocket? Did I have any idea that inside of a year that I'd made $250,000, inside of 2 made a million? No. Just like if you do these simple 9 steps that I just gave you, you will not recognize your life a year from now either. But you have to have already made that decision that you're not going to give up, you're not going to give in, and you're not going to quit. Your family is waiting for you to succeed. People in your churches, in your communities, they're waiting for you. They need you to. You may be that one person that actually gives somebody a chance because they are inspired by you not quitting, because they're inspired by you making the investments that you needed to so that you could get out there and actually succeed at something. Our world needs it desperately right now. We need it desperately. People rising up out of whatever the tragedy is, rising up no matter how huge the problem is, no matter how big or bad the circumstances are. We need more people stepping up and saying, uh-uh, not me, not now, not on my watch. I'm going for it. I have to. Failure's not an option. I won't even consider it. So, to begin this call, I said I was going to give you 9 points, that if you implement these 9 points, that you could see success. I know for a fact that if you even just implemented one, just one, where we started with number 1, which is that people's objections are only fear. That's all it is. They're not rejecting you. They're not rejecting the business. They're saying, I can't do this. I'm afraid of failing. Once you come into that knowledge, then there something rises up in you or you're morally obligated to see things the way they truly are. Because if they actually believed it would work, they actually believed the presentation they saw, whoa, nothing would stop them. Absolutely nothing would stop them. So you have a moral obligation if you believe in what you're doing. You must. You must do number 2, which is to persist with them. And we're talking about the good ones, not the wrong ones. We're talking about those good, the right prospects, the ones that have desire, but they've got to look right. Your job is to persist with them. You're morally obligated to if you believe that what you have can truly help them. Number 3 is that you want to expose them multiple times. We listed a whole bunch of ways that you could actually expose the business to them, whatever business it is that you're in. Number 4 was that facts tell, stories sell. Remember I told you in that last stage of exposure, it was a testimony of someone who was successful in a traditional world that now was successful in the home-based business world, and that blew my mind. You'll notice that stories are what people identify with, and if you just become a storyteller, and obviously telling real stories is good. Don't make them up. No need to. There's thousands of them to choose from. In fact, if you need some stories, go to my website. You'll find them. There are thousands of testimonials that you can fly actually throughout the whole industry, but if you need a few to get yourself started, we got a few hundred that are available on there. Just scroll down on any one of the pages, and you'll find, and there's even more testimonials. You can go to a number of different places to find testimonials that if you need to use them, even to inspire yourself. You'll find that stories are the thing that motivates people. They motivate you. They motivate people to join your company, to become one of your clients, motivates them to go to work, motivates them to keep working. Number five, which was to find somebody who does well and copy them. Find an expert in the field, someone who is successful, who has mastered it, and do what they do. Bottom line is if you hang around other people that are successful, it will. They do things differently, and it will rub off on you. Number six was to apply what you learn, to go to work, all-out massive action. Don't just come out of a training seminar or come out of a situation where you're working with a mentor and not apply it. And I know that's not you. I know that who is on this phone taking time out of their Monday night or Tuesday afternoon if you're calling in from Australia, that the truth is that you're one of those that wants to apply. You want to get busy. You want to make things happen. And so that's who you are. And so I probably don't even need to say that, but get out there and apply it. Let's say that you even have, you know, access to some of the products that you have found on our website, whether it's, the script book. It could be the script book. Let's say that you need help in that area of communicating with people. You need help in the area of having words to say to a prospect, whether it's a lukewarm, warm market, cold market. Let's say you want to learn how to be able to close. The script book and the CDs that were created live in North Carolina, between those two product lines right there is enough to get you started in the right direction and to accelerate your closing ratios. So let's say that's what you're doing. Apply what you're learning. You know, or for those of you who've been through First Steps to Success and you've already done North Carolina and script books and you really want to master the skills of prospecting and closing. You want to master every possible objection you're going to get with prospecting or closing. You want to get real confident being able to communicate with people. Or you want to be like Dean over in Australia, has an amazing story. Prior to Prospect and Closure Way to Millions, the audio set, he had zero closings. I mean, zero. He's averaging five people a week that is joining his business right now. Five people a week. That's insane. He used to schedule presentations and would have zero people show up. Now he has 18 out of 19 people show up. That's outrageous. That's a 90% closing ratio that he is experiencing, 90-plus closing ratio, from a simple little tiny investment that he made into his skill. A simple little tiny fee of getting seven CDs, 7 hours of training in those particular areas that he discovered he needed help in those areas with. So he's done a couple things there. He found someone who does a job well that he needs to learn how to do, and he's learning through audio. And by the way, if you want to know where those are at, you can find those at prospectandcloseyourwaytomillions.com. Again, that's prospectandcloseyourwaytomillions.com. Okay, and Dean is applying. He's applying what he's learned. He's just going out there and practicing right on live prospects, okay? Number seven was to get mad about your current situation. Get mad and get over it. Get over the excuses. Don't live under them. Don't bow down to the, I can't afford it, I'm busy this weekend, I need more information. Bowing down to the, I don't have the right personality, or, you know, I'm too old, or I'm too young, or, if only I'd started earlier, whatever it is, if only the company would let us give away the products for free. That isn't going to help you become successful. Bottom line is, it's never the circumstances that determine success. It is what you do with the circumstances that determine how successful you will be or not be. And number eight was training seminars. Make the investment into yourself. Make that investment when it doesn't make sense, when it seems like you shouldn't. Man, and if opportunity is knocking, it's time to step up and go for it. It means that there is a current coming your way, and it's time to jump on board. It means that there is something moving in a different direction, and you cannot time when it's right to become successful. I didn't. You cannot put it in your schedule, okay, this is when I'll be able to do this. It doesn't work that way. Don't you find, isn't it interesting? Haven't you found that through life that things that, I don't know, because sometimes spontaneously come up just seem to be like, oh, my gosh. In fact, some of you met your spouse that way. Some of you had your children that way, where it was a, ooh, unexpected blessing. Well, if that's what you feel like you're facing right now, I highly recommend that you do whatever it takes to make that investment in yourself, just like doctors, attorneys, engineers, every profession that makes good money out there in the marketplace. They've done this because they've invested into their skill set. Do this. I've done it multiple times. I'm doing it right now. I am at a training seminar myself, and so for four straight long days. So last and final, never give up, never give in, and never quit. So we all have heard that same old adage of quitters never win and winners never quit. And although, you know, that kind of be canned and kind of stupid, the reality is that's the truth. The truth is we all know that if you give up, man, you might just be real close to that breakthrough moment of where things were about to change for you. So there we go. So, friends, here's where we're at. Hopefully you felt that the information that we gave you tonight was beneficial and helpful. Let me again just direct you over to DannyJohnson.com. It's free. If you felt that this call was helpful, trust me, there's 100 other calls on the website that if you want to learn how to be able to prospect, you want to learn how to close, you can find some of that information to get you started in the right direction. And there's no excuse for free. And at least give, you know, it's an appetizer to get you going in the right direction. As well as for those of you that are absolutely serious about wanting to accelerate your business, that you're wanting to grow things in a way where it's easier, there's less stress, less frustration. We've got a training seminar coming up this weekend in Denver, Colorado, here July 15th and 16th in Denver, Colorado, beautiful city of Denver. We are going to have a powerful two-day event. I want you to imagine being fully immersed in getting business strategy, finding out exactly what's hindering you, the things that you are currently doing that are literally taking money right out of your hands. Think about that. There are habits that you have right now, and there are decisions that you are facing right at this moment that is actually causing your business to go in the wrong direction long term. But there are decisions that you need to understand, strategies that you need to embrace so that you can make things easier for you and easier for the people that are around you and that you're working with. I mean, here's the bottom line. I know for me, whatever is the path of least of frustration and the most results seems to make the most sense, and I don't care what the stinking cost is at that point. All of us live busy, busy lives. So this is a chance for some of you. I want you to just think about it. I want you to just pray about it. I want you to really seek a real God as to whether or not you feel like this is the place for you in Denver, Colorado. Do not let reason determine it. Here's what I know. How much longer do you want to stay on the path that you're on when you are literally missing out on prospects that are dialing one of my clients who've got high closing ratios and they're getting them in and building a business with them? Happens every month, by the way. We get testimonials about this every single seminar. Where two people will be in the seminar that did not invite each other, but they're cousins or something like that, or they are, you know, related by family or related by, you know, long family connections. And so how much longer do you want to wait? Come on, are you one of those people that seems to make your life harder on yourself? Well, if you're that person, it's time to stop, okay? Earlier I had mentioned that I made investments into my education, that it was not the right time for me, and I know maybe you might be thinking the same thing. All I do know is I want you to at least just explore it. Go to the website. Go check it out. Go check out the website where it talks about events. If you're on the DannyJohnson.com website, just click on events. Just read it. Read the testimonials. You've got nothing to lose for reading. You've got nothing to lose for checking it out. It's harmless. And then you can just really just think, pray, talk, whatever it is that you feel like you need to do. Here's what we do know. It's 100% money back guaranteed. You're going to get 100% of your money back if you feel at all that you wasted your time, you feel like you didn't learn anything, if you feel like you've heard all this stuff before and it doesn't really work, if you feel like you didn't gain any new strategies, if you feel like you didn't learn ways to prospect that would increase your closing ratios, if you feel like you did not learn more powerful ways to manage your time, if you feel like you did not learn anything about how to reduce your debt even if your income never grows, if you feel at all that we have not delivered in any of those areas, you come back to the back table, no questions asked, you will even smile and hand you your money back, no questions asked at all, okay? So just go to that site, check out that page. If you know that, hey, I got to go, if you've got that feeling in your gut right now, oh, it doesn't make sense, I can't afford it, I have plans this weekend, but oh my gosh, I got to stop living the life I'm living. I have to stop dealing with the frustration. I got to stop living in this stupid facade thinking that something's going to change. I'm ready. Then go ahead and just fill out that page. You'll see it says Register Now, Denver, Colorado. Just go ahead and click there and get yourself registered right away. And my advice to you is do not come alone. get somebody to come along with you. You will be sitting in that room kicking yourself if you are alone. In fact, on the very first break, you will be on the phone calling people saying, oh my gosh, you so need to be here. And again, it's not a training seminar for home-based business. It is universal. We have every walk of life that comes to this workshop. There will be doctors in the room. There will be attorneys in the room. There may be even be a judge or two in the room. Politicians, pastors, evangelists, nurses, bartenders, busboys, and mechanics, you name it, it is represented there in that room. You will learn how to advance every single area of your life, guaranteed. And if you have any part in you that thinks, man, I need some of that, then we're going to be happy to see you there. Okay? So don't come alone because you will be on the phone on the break. It happens every – wait till you come and see. You'll come out on the break and you go, oh, my gosh, look at all these people on their phones. And they're saying, you've got to come. You've got to – some of them are crying. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I didn't bring you. So there you go. Okay, gang, well, hopefully tonight was beneficial and helpful for you. I know that I gave it my best shot to be able to equip you. Those 9 points, even if you just pick one, I hope you pick number 7, which is no excuses. If you pick any of them, no excuses would be the one to pick. So other than that, thank you so much for your time and your attention. God bless each and every one of you.